Well, sir, the noonday meal has been over only a few minutes as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the living room, we find Mr. and Mrs. Victor Cook and young Mr. Rush Cook enjoying a season of rest against the activities of the afternoon. And the master of the menage, who is lounging in his easy chair, is saying,
"Say, Dee, you may produce the sheaf of wires, letters, postal cards, and cablegrams as delivered by the mailman."
"Oh, golly. Fresh out on the buffet.
Something for me?"
"No. Yes, I guess there is, too. Mail by the bushel we got.
Hundreds of beautiful women, heavily veiled and greatly agitated, no doubt, dropped me a line to assure me of their love."
"Yeah.
Beautiful women seem to adore me. I guess they find my good looks irresistible. Funny thing, but all my life I've been a
Kleeburgers target." "Kleeburgers dropped you a line assuring you of their love."
"Indeed."
"Also, they'd adore to have you pay them their $2 as soon as convenient."
"Kleeburger, you're a coy, coquettish rascal. I understand your roguish motive in dunning
me." "Sunday school teacher wrote me a letter by mistake."
"By mistake?"
"We missed you last Sunday."
"You were there last Sunday?"
"Sure I was. Darn funny she missed me. I was conspicuous as a horse. I slapped a nickel in the collection plate and also fell off my chair with a crash I bet they heard in Peoria. Made myself conspicuous as a horse. And she sends me a note she missed me last Sunday."
"Perhaps her note is an ironic gesture."
"No, my theory is she's being sarcastic. I think she resented me making myself conspicuous as a horse. You take the average Sunday school teacher, she gets tough
as
fellas."
"All that to do?"
"Mail?
For..."
"For me. I received 5 letters, all from the same gentleman."
"One jokes."
"One doesn't joke. A nice gentleman wrote me 5 lovely letters."
"Who is this ardent fella? I will hush with him."
"I won't tell, then. Here, take it down from Kleeburger's."
"Give it to Barrel Stave. Bear Stave, convey my dun from Kleeburger's out to the trash bucket."
"Okay."
"Drop in and pay him their $2.
"No.
You got a postal card besides all your letters, Mom."
"Yeah, from the Lazy Hours Pool Hall. A free dish of coleslaw with every game of billiards I play next Thursday night. What ails them down there?"
"Somebody put your name on their mailing list."
"Well, can't whoever does the addressing see the missus? Mrs. V.R. Gook. They don't allow ladies in there eating free coleslaw and playing pool. Wasting their good postage stamps."
"Yeah.
I demand to know who wrote you 5 letters, Sadie."
"A very lovely, important gentleman."
"Do you love him more than you do me?"
"Yeah."
"Go fetch me my valise hog fence. I will leave home."
"Okay."
"A very lovely, big, important gentleman from Toledo, Ohio. President of a company."
"Oh, but I know."
"You bet you know what?"
"Christmas card." "I guess, correct?"
"Yeah.
As soon as you mentioned Toledo, Ohio, something in my brain clicked."
"You want to hear what he says, Vic?"
"Give me a kiss and make me feel fine. This is Christmas, 1939.
"Yeah, he does say that in one place."
"The monster."
Listen. "Dearest Mrs. Gook."
"Dearest, huh?"
"Yeah."
"I will rend him asunder."
"Dearest Mrs. Gook, a wonderful neighbor of yours and a trusted representative of ours has described to me what a marvelous person you are. My informant was so lavish in his praises that I feel almost that I know you personally and have been benefited by the radiance of your charm."
"Hi there. Hi, ho, de, ho."
"Wasn't it the poet Whittier who said..."
"Cell phone's ringing. Probably Bluetooth Johnson."
"Answer, then. You appreciate what this letter is, don't you?"
"I play for your Christmas card business."
"Sure."
"Hello? Yes? Yes, I believe she is. Mom."
"Ruthie?"
"I don't think so."
"Lady?"
"Yeah, the voice is familiar, but I couldn't..."
"Hello? Have... Oh, yes, Miss Harris."
"I was just going to say, Miss Harris."
"Just fine, thanks. Why, I'm afraid I'm not this afternoon, Miss Harris." "No. No, matter of fact, I told Miss Stembottom I'd meet her downtown." "Yes, I'm sorry as can be. Any other time I'll..." "Sure. You bet, Miss Harris. Any time at all." "All right, Miss Harris. Goodbye." "The follow-up."
"Huh?"
"The follow-up. She wants to come call on me this afternoon."
"Well, I'm afraid my sluggish mind don't..."
"Miss Harris is the wonderful neighbor and trusted representative it talks about in this letter."
"Oh."
"See, Stu?"
"Yeah."
"The Toledo, Ohio people tipped her off I'd receive this mushy, extravagant letter today, and she's supposed to trot over and sell me Christmas cards while I'm still..."
"In a pleasant glow."
"What?"
"Miss Harris is supposed to trot over and sell you Christmas cards while you're still in a pleasant glow."
"Yeah, exactly."
"Life weaves strange patterns."
"I'll say. Do you want to hear some more axle grease and peach butter?
Shoot.
Wasn't it the poet Whittier who said, "We earthlings revel in the sunlight, and our dancing feet tread a measure on the green grass, as with full..." Oh, this part's too silly. Gonna skip down a ways. Dear old friend, I am happy to...
Dear old friend now.
Yeah. Dear old friend, I am happy
Excuse me, kiddo. Are all five of your letters the same?
Identical.
Is that a new sales stunt, you suppose? To send five identical letters to the same person?
I thought it was just a mistake. Because they're addressed different.
Huh?
Read what it says on the envelopes, Rush.
Okay. This one's addressed to Mrs. Victor Gook.
Oh, read the others.
Mrs. V. R. Gook. Mrs. Victor R. Gook. Miss Victor Gook. And Mrs. V. R. Cook.
See? None the same.
Well,
I imagine the Christmas card agents were told to send in the names of their prospects so the president could write them those letters.
Well, you suppose Ma Harris sent yours in five times?
Well, either that or it's like you say. The Christmas card people figure they'll get better results sending everybody five letters. Well, dear old friend, I am happy to invite you to participate in our holiday happiness. Wasn't it the poet Burns who said... good man, my laddie, will dinner gay his saints? What's this, Latin junk?
Scratch junk.
Good man, my laddie, will dinner gay his ain't or to... Oh, well, they shot on that. I'll skip down. Very soon now, the fleecy snow will fall, and the invigorating December blast will bring the roses to our cheeks, and nip our pink toes as we sing.
Oh, the telephone is ringing.
That's probably Bluetooth.
Answer.
Hello? Yes. Why, yes, I think she is. Just hold the wire a second. Say, who is this? Grandpa Snyder?
Oh, my.
Uh-huh. Well, look, I think she plans to be away this afternoon, Grandpa. Yeah, I heard her saying she was going downtown with another lady. Yeah. Okay, Grandpa. Goodbye.
You want to come past this afternoon and sell me Christmas cards?
Yeah.
It's a wonder I don't develop bats in my belfry.
Yeah.
Well, where was I here?
Oh, very soon now the fleecy
snow.
We'll
bring the roses to our cheeks and nip our pink toes as we sing a merry song and celebrate the glorious winter season. Wasn't it the poet Tennyson who said, "My little face is like a flower on which the petals..." Darn the poet Tennyson. I'll skip down more. Personally, dearest friend, I consider myself but a humble, meek citizen of Toledo, Ohio, but I do happen to be president and co-owner of one of the finest concerns in our beloved United States. Wasn't it the poet Longfellow who said, "We are living monuments..." Now we got the poet Longfellow.
Mom, I think I figured out something.
What's that?
I think I figured out why you received five identical letters.
Why?
Several Christmas card agents sent your name in. Ms. Harris was one, and Grandpa Snyder was another, probably.
Why, sure. Grandpa represents that Toledo outfit.
So does Ms. Scott, don't she?
Yes, and Miss Wheeler, too.
And Mr. Erickson.
Of course.
Well, there's your five. Harris, Scott, Snyder, Erickson, and Wheeler.
Of course.
They sent your name into the company telling them you were a hot prospect, and nobody checked up on duplications.
Of course.
Well, now you can expect that whole gang to call on you today and tomorrow, following up the president's letter.
Oh, my, my, my. Oh, gosh.
Read some more, kiddo.
Dearest friend of mine, I am enchanted to be writing to you on such an intimate plane. Believe me, it warms my heart. Wasn't it the poet Coleridge who said, "Love is a diamond-studded necklace on the throat of humanity"?
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block.